Good morning. This is Ella and Nicole with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. The Multicultural Community Centre is hosting a career expo for job seekers on March 11th from 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Held at the Community Centre in Newmarket, the expo aims to connect people with potential employers in a fun and friendly social environment. The expo is free to attend, but tickets must be obtained from Eventbrite. Registrations are now open.
The Sunshine Coast University Hospital is still facing major accessibility issues, despite being court-ordered to improve accessibility nearly 4 years ago. In 2021, courts ordered the hospital to immediately address 17 breaches to the Disability Discrimination Act after a lawsuit with blind patient Peter Ryan. Minor changes such as the colouring of the corridors and handrail have been implemented. However, the major design flaws are still outstanding. The hospital said that its original 4.5 month time estimate for the work completion had been optimistic, but the remaining work was on track to finish at the end of this year.
In national news, a study from the University of Queensland revealed a 20% increase in heatwave-related deaths in Australia due to human-induced climate change. Another UQ study found that people living in cities have a higher risk of dying from heatwaves as opposed to regional areas. It is predicted that these escalated heatwaves will continue to occur more frequently than in the past.
New research reveals Australia has seen a surge in private school enrolments over the last 5 years. According to data released on Monday by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, independent school enrolments have increased by 18.5%, while public school enrolments rose by just 1%. Greens spokesperson for schools, Senator Penny Ormond-Payne, argues this is a public policy failure that leaves parents and kids in a public system that is being left to rot.
In international news, 18 people have been killed in a stampede at an Indian railway station. The deadly crowd crush occurred on Sunday night at the New Delhi railway station. Passengers were waiting to board trains to Prayagraj City, the host of the Hindu Mahakumbh festival, when the crush occurred. At least 18 people were killed, including 3 children, while a minimum of 15 were injured.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We will be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing in it.